I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom issued its annual report today. Among the top nine countries to watch on religious freedom violations, China. MNN's Dodd Morris explains a little bit more about what's happening there.
Ruth, there's been a growing pressure on Christians in both the registered churches and the unregistered churches in China. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the pastor's wife who died trying to save her church from being destroyed has become a rallying cry on religious freedom. A final thought, China is also home to one of the fastest growing body of Christ followers in the world.
Regardless of what the PR spin is, there is not religious freedom in China. There are Christians there who are being persecuted right now simply because they are following Jesus Christ.
For Mission Network News, I'm Dodd Morris.
And like religious freedom, education is worth fighting for. But for the deaf in third world countries, education can be a stumbling block. DOOR International's Rob Myers.
Much of their education involved copying and memorization without really an understanding and without access through their heart language to what the information actually means.
But in Kenya, nationals working with DOOR are teaching both sign language and the message of salvation, and it's having a lasting effect.
If they can equip the next generation with the tools, with God's word, with opportunities, then that advances so much more in the next 20 or 30 years the state of the Christian deaf community in Kenya and similarly in other countries.
Pray more schools will open up possibilities to Christians teaching the deaf in their native language. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.